So this morning, we'll be looking at the introduction to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Is his microphone on? Can you hear? Okay. Well.
Okay.
There it is. Okay.
今天早上我们一起来看耶稣的登山宝训。
All right. Oh, there is a lot in these eight statements.
There's
a lot of information in these eight statements.
Yeah, 在这八句话中有许多内容。
So this morning we'll only have time for an outline.
今天早上我们只有时间 for
an outline for
for 一个提纲。
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
So we're going to begin with. What is righteousness?
我们从什么是正义开始。
Righteousness simply is the way things ought to be.
正义就是简单的就是事情本来它应该有的样子。
If you were to ask everyone in here that what should things be like, we might all give a different answer.
如果你问我们在座的诸位的话，事情本来应该是什么样子的话，我们可能会给出各种各样的答案。
So we're going to say that this is the way that God says things ought to be.
所以说我们要来看神说这世界这些事情应该是什么样子的。我们用这个来开始。
But we all have a sense of what this is.
但是我们也都有一个感受这应该是什么样子的。
Psalm 133:1 says this, Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
诗篇133篇是这样说的，说看哪，兄弟和睦同居，是何等的善，何等的美。
We all know that if people are quarreling and fighting, that this is not the way the world ought to be.
我们大家都知道，如果弟兄们彼此争斗，争吵打斗，这就不是这个世界应该有的样子。
Or consider parents. Parents are to love their children, and children are to respect their parents.
同样我们来看，而父母应该爱他们的子女，子女应该尊重父母。
And if this does not happen, it's not simply that someone has broken a law. They have offended the way things ought to be.
如果这个事情不是这么发生的话，我们就知道这不仅仅是某个人违反了法律，而是这个人他违背了事情本来应该有的样子。
And so when we act and speak and have our hearts in line with what ought to be, that is righteousness.
所以说，当一个人的言行和他的内心与本来应该如此是这样子的，是一致的话，那么这个人就是正义的。
But righteousness can seem so far out of reach.
但是正义是如此的难得。
And so Jesus has given us the Sermon on the Mount to teach us about the righteousness of God's kingdom.
因为正义是如此的不可企及，所以说耶稣基督就给了我们登山宝训。
And so we're going to read through the Beatitudes, these blessings again in Matthew 5:3-10.
所以我们大家一起今天来看天国八福，在马太福音第三章第五章这些经节。And
I want you to pay attention to the blessings.
我想让大家一起来注意这里面的祝福。I'll
read them two at a time.
我现在来给大家读这段经文。Blessed
are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
有福了心灵贫穷的人，因为天国是他们的；有福了哀痛的人，因为他们必得安慰。Blessed
are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
有福了温柔的人，因为他们必承受地土；有福了饥渴慕义的人，因为他们必得满足。Blessed
are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
有福了怜悯人的人，因为他们必蒙怜恤；有福了内心清洁的人，因为他们必得见神。Blessed
are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
有福了使人和平的人，因为他们必称为神的儿子。有福了
为义受逼迫的人，因为天国是他们的。
So now I ask you, what was the first and the last blessing?
所以我问大家，第一个和最后一个祝福是什么？
Yes, the first and the last blessing is the same. It is for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
是的，第一个和最后一个祝福是一样的，就是他，天国是他们的。
This is, there's a fancy word for this, inclusio. It means that everything in these eight statements is about the kingdom of heaven.
有一个很时髦的名字为这种文学表手法叫做 inclusio， 它就是告诉我们这段经文。
Yeah, everything in this is about the kingdom of heaven.
Okay. Yeah, 他们就说这段经文中的一切都是关乎神的天国的，谁来继承神的天国的。
But there is a progression as we move through these.
但是呢，它这个过程中呢，它有一个是有一个阶段，有个过程的。
So let's start. I'm sorry. So let's start with the first blessing.
所以我们一起来从第一个祝福来开始。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
心灵贫乏或者是精神沮丧的人是有福了。
Now, what does it mean to be poor in spirit?
所以说心灵贫乏是什么意思呢？
So, to have spirit is to be energized and ready to take on the world.
有心灵或者叫有精神，就是说他很有能量，能够去攻克这个世界。
Spirit is what enlivens us, and it enables us to overcome difficulties.
灵是住在我们的，使我们有活力的，使我们有能力来克服困难。
And the poor in spirit are the opposite of that.
那么心灵贫乏的人就是这个的反面。
The poor in spirit are the depressed.
心灵贫乏的人是那些沮丧的人。
They are the people that the world has beaten down and they just can't get back up.
他们是那个世界被打倒了，而且他们也站不起来的人。
We have a picture in scripture of the poor in spirit.
在圣经中给了我们一个这样的图像。
And it's found in Exodus chapter 6.
就是在出埃及记第六章中。
The Israelites have been slaves in Egypt for 400 years.
以色列人在埃及做了400年的奴隶。
And God tells Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go.
神对摩西说，去向法老说，让我的民离开，释放我的民离去。
So Moses goes and tells Pharaoh to let God's people go.
所以摩西就去跟法老说，让神的释放人，神的选民离去。
And Pharaoh says, this is only because the people are lazy.
然后法老就说，这只是因为这些人很懒惰。
So instead of freeing them, he increases their workload.
所以他没有释放他们，而是加重他们的工作量。
So the slaves now have more work than it is possible to accomplish.
所以这些奴隶们就有更多的工作，他们也不可能完成这些东西，没有能力去完成。
And their leaders are being beaten because they're not meeting their quotas.
当他们完不成的时候，他们的领袖就会被殴打。
And so Moses goes back to the people and says, God has told me to go back and speak to Pharaoh again.
摩西就回去跟他们说，说神要我去再跟法老说。
Because God is going to deliver you.
因为神要拯救你们。
Exodus chapter 6 verse 9 says this. So Moses spoke thus to the sons of Israel, but they did not listen to Moses on account of their shortness of spirit and cruel bondage.
所以出埃及记六章九节这样说，摩西这样告诉以色列人，只是因为他们心里愁烦和苦工的缘故，就不听摩西的话。
That shortness of spirit, that's being poor in spirit.
这里说到他们的精神短缺，实际上也就是说他们的精神心灵贫乏。
So poor in spirit is not the same as humility.
心灵贫乏并不等于虚心。
It's the sense that I just can't go on anymore.
他是只是说 ,OK, 我实在是坚持不下去了。
But now look at the last group that is blessed.
好，我们再看来看最后一组被祝福的人是什么。
So these are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
这是那些为义受逼迫的人。
So these are people who are standing up to evil, and they're being persecuted because they're doing what's right.
这些人是因为坚守正道，反对邪恶，而因此而备受迫害的。
And so there's this progression from poor in spirit, who are the beaten down by the world and have no energy left, to those who are standing up for what's right, and being persecuted for it.
所以这里我们看到有一个递进，这个递进，这个或者是发展是从什么呢？是从那些精神沮丧、心灵贫乏的人，到最后他们能够为义被逼迫的人，就是他们能够站起来坚守正道、抵挡邪恶的人。
And so the question is, how do we move from being poor in spirit to those who stand fast in what is right?
所以说问题就是他们怎么能够从一开始的精神沮丧到最后能够站起来为义而坚守正道呢？
And that is what we find in the middle six blessings.
这就是我们中间的六个祝福。
So these blessings, they come in pairs.
这些祝福是一对一对的来的。
And so the poor in spirit will mourn.
所以呢，这个精神沮丧或者心灵贫乏的人，他们就会成长。
And the meek will hunger and thirst for righteousness.
那些温柔的人，他们会渴慕正义。
And the merciful will be cleansed in their hearts.
那些怜悯的人，他们的心灵就会得洁净。
And the peacemakers will be persecuted.
那些使人和平的人，使人和睦的人，就会被迫害。
But they also divide into two halves.
但是呢，这六节呢，也被分成前后两个部分。
And the first four blessings are about desiring righteousness.
前面六节呢，前面四节呢，是关于他们渴慕正义的。
And the last four blessings are about accomplishing righteousness.
最后四节是关乎行义的。
So let's begin by looking at how we go from poor in spirit to mourning.
让我们一起来开始看怎么样从渴慕从饥渴从贫心灵贫乏到 mourning 到悲伤。
You might think it would be natural that those who are poor in spirit would then mourn.
你可能认为那些精神沮丧的人必然会痛苦。
But we find all kinds of excuses not to do that.
但是我们找到各种各样的理由不要这样。
When we are hurting, we often want distraction.
当我们被受伤的时候，我们就去找一些吸引我们注意力的东西。
Or we turn to a sin to make ourselves feel better.
或者我们去犯罪，让我们自己感觉好一些。
But the person who is trusting God chooses not to turn to distraction or to sin.
但那些相信神的人，他们选择，不去犯罪，或者是不去使自己只是把注意力转到其他的地方去。
And these who are poor in spirit grieve over the evil that is there.
这些心灵沮丧的人。为那些因着这些不义和恶行而心中痛苦。
It could be evil that is out in the world and is oppressing.
也可能是这个世界上的邪恶使人沮丧，或者使人压迫的。
Or it could be the evil that is in my own heart.
也可能是我心中的邪恶。
And I must choose to mourn.
我必须选择因此而痛苦。
And as I choose to mourn, I will desire righteousness.
当我选择痛苦的时候，我心中就渴慕正义。
I will desire that things be made right.
我去渴慕这个事情能够被修正过来。
And he says, "Blessed are those who are meek."
所以他就说，那些温柔的人。
So the meek
是有福的。
The meek person does not claim their own rights.
那些温柔的人，他们不伸张自己的权利。
The meek person does not use power to get their own way.
他们也不用力量来达到他们自己的目的。
Jesus describes actions that are meek in chapter 5, verses 38 to 42.
在第五章的后来，三十八章的时候，耶稣描述了什么样的人是温柔的人。
He says in verse 38, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth." But I say to you, do not resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you.
在马太五章三十八节说道，你们听见耶稣说，你们听见有话说，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。但我告诉你们，不要抵挡恶人。无论何人打你们的右脸，也要把另一边脸转过来给他。若有人要告你，抢你的衣服，也要把你的外衣给他。谁逼你走一里路，你就跟他走两里路。求你的就给他，想向你借钱的不要拒绝。
The meek are able to express love for others. Sorry, the meek are able to express love and concern for others.
Okay. 温柔的人，他们有能力能够表达出对他人的关心和爱护。
But what happens to a person who is meek?
但是呢，对他们，那什么事情会发生在他们自己身上呢？
People take advantage of them.
人们就利用他。
The world walks all over them.
人们就去践踏他们。
And when they do that, what happens to that meek person's desire for righteousness?
当这个事情发生在他们身上的时候，他们心中会对这个义的渴望会是怎么样的呢？
All the more they desire for things to be made right.
他们就更加渴慕这个事情能够被修正过来。
They long for justice.
他们渴望公义。
And that brings us to the fourth beatitude.
这就让我们来到了第四个福气。
He says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
就是那些饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得满足。
You see, we will not bring righteousness into the world if we do not strongly desire it.
大家知道，如果我们不强烈的渴慕正义的话，我们就不会把这个正义带到这个世界上来。
Half of education is training the desires.
教育的一半都是关于培养人们的渴慕。
If you have a student who has strong, who loves what they're doing, they will find what is true and right.
当一个学生强烈的去渴慕他学的正确的学习的话，他就能够可能去把它正确的完成。
But if they have no passion for it and care nothing for their subject, all the skill in the world will not get them to produce quality work.
当他们没有这个愿望，没有这个强烈的愿望去这么做的话，不管他们有多好的技能，他们最后都不会把这个东西做成。
And so the first four beatitudes are about training what happens to us to make us desire justice and righteousness.
所以后面四个祝福的话，就是关乎来怎么样来培养我们对这个义、对正义的渴慕。
But now we're going to move on to the second half.
这样我们就来到第二个部分。
So the next beatitude is, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
首先他说，连续人的有福了，因为他们也必蒙连续。
When we are beaten down by the world and we desire for things to be made right, we long for justice, it is easy to desire vengeance.
当我们被这个世界迫害的时候，我们就很容易去渴望复仇。
But on our hunger for justice, we must choose mercy.
但是当我们渴慕公义的时候呢，我们就必须去选择连续。
And we are promised that if we are merciful, we will receive mercy.
我们得到了这样的应许，他说，如果我们去连续人，我们也必得连续。
For God has said that if we forgive others, he will forgive us.
因为神说了，那些宽恕别人的人，他也要宽恕他们。
But if we do not forgive others, he will not forgive us.
但如果我们不宽恕其他人，神也不会宽恕我们。
And so mercy is the next and difficult step.
所以是连续，就是下一步，很困难的一步。
But mercy also leads us into cleansing.
但是连续呢，也能够把我们带到洁净的。
You see, what comes out of our hearts is what either cleanses us or defiles us.
你从我们心中出来的东西, 要么就是玷污我们, 要么就是洁净我们。
If what comes out of our hearts is evil desires, greed, and all kinds of lusts and evil things, those things defile us.
如果从我们心中出来的是一种恶念, 各种, what's the second?
It's a list, just fill it in.
Okay, 或者是, I 贪婪, 还有什么? 如果是恶念贪婪的话, 这就是, yeah, I forgot what's the word. What's the sentence about originally?
I forgot now too, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyhow, 如果从我们心中出来的各种各样的邪念的话,就是会玷污我们。
Okay, so let's, Jesus says in Luke 11, 39 to 41, but the Lord said to him, now you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but inside of you, you're full of robbery and wickedness. You foolish ones, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give that which is within as charity, and then all things are clean for you.
在路加11章39到41节说道，耶稣对法利赛人说，主对他说，现在你们法利赛人把杯盘外面洗净了，里面却满了强盗和邪恶，你们这些愚昧的人，那造外面的岂不也造里面吗？ 但你们要把里面的施舍出来，这样你们就的一切就洁净了。The
word for charity there is act of mercy.
施舍这个词在原文的字面意思是, 仁慈的行为。When
what comes out of you, out of your heart is an act of mercy, everything becomes clean for you.
当从你心中出来的是仁义的行为，是仁慈的行为的时候，那么一切就都得洁净了。
To a pedophile, a child can become an occasion for sin.
一个儿童有时候会犯罪。
Okay, to a pedophile, a child can become an opportunity to sin.
Yeah, 一个儿童。
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, but to a mother who loves their child, the child becomes an object of mercy.
但对一个爱孩子的母亲来说，他们的孩子是怜悯的对象。You
see, when mercy is what's coming out of the heart, everything is clean.
所以你看到当从我们的心中发出怜悯的时候, 这一切事情都被洁净了。And
so the pure in heart are blessed.
所以说，那个被洁净的心就蒙了，就是祝有福的。And
the blessing they receive is that they will see God.
他们得到的祝福就是他们会看见神。Psalm
18, verses 25 and 26 says this, with the kind, you show yourself kind. With the blameless, you show yourself blameless. With the pure, you show yourself pure. With the crooked, you show yourself twisted.
诗篇18章这样说道，对慈爱的人你显出慈爱，对完全的人你显出完全，对清洁的人你显出清洁，对狡诈的人你显出你的讨巧。You
see, those who are perverted in their heart cannot see God for who he really is.
那些心中, 造反的人,
their vision is twisted. But to those who are pure in heart, they see God purely.
但对那些清洁的人, 清洁的神。
And we are promised in Scripture that when we see God, we will become like him.
在圣经中向我们应许，如果我们看见神，我们就变成像他一样。We
will become like him because we will see him as he is.
我们会像他一样，因为我们要见他，就像神本来的样子。
So, To do righteousness, we must have mercy, and we must be cleansed in our hearts.
所以说要行义的人必须首先得到怜悯，而且并且呢心灵得到净化。
And as we do this, we see God and become like him.
当我们这样来行的时候，我们就看见神，变得像他一样。
This prepares us for our great work of being peacemakers.
这些都预备我们来做这个使人和睦的重大工作。
Peacemakers speak the truth in love.
使人和睦的人用爱心说诚实话。
They reach out to people with the love of Christ.
他们用基督的爱去reach out 去和人打交道。
And they do the work of uniting men with God.
他们做使让人与神和好的工作。
So the greatest peacemaker of all time was Jesus.
最伟大的使人和睦的人就是耶稣基督他本人。
As he united us with God.
他使我们和人和神和好。
But I want you to think about how he was treated.
但我也想让大家想一下，他是怎样被对待的。
He was lied about in court. He was lied about.
哦，他被撒谎。
He was mocked.
他被取笑。
And then he was crucified.
然后他被钉十字架。
So can you think of other peacemakers?
你还能想象哪些使人和睦的人呢？想到。
In this country, I think of two in particular.
在这个国家，我想到两个人。
One is when this nation started to divide in half.
一个是当这个国家面临分裂的时候。
And Abraham Lincoln held the country together and ended slavery.
亚伯拉罕把这个国家保持在一起，也结束了奴隶制度。
And second was Martin Luther King Jr.
第二个就是小马丁路德金。
And he sought to bring together the African American population with the rest of the population in the country.
他使非裔美国人和其他的美国人能够融合在一起。
And to end segregation.
结束了种族隔离制度。
And yet, what happened to both of those men?
但是呢，这两个人有什么遭遇呢？
Both of them were murdered.
他们两个人都被暗杀了。
So as you go through these Beatitudes and you arrive at becoming a peacemaker,
当你我们一起来看了今天的这个天国的八福，我们最后来到了这个我们要成为使人和睦的人这一节。
Don't expect that everyone's going to love what you do.
不要期待人们都会喜爱你所做的。
And that brings us to the last group that is
blessed. 这样就把我们带到了最后三个祝福的结束。
Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
那些为义受逼迫的人有福了。
And if you become a peacemaker, you will be persecuted.
如果你能够你是使人和睦的人，那你就会被遭到迫害。
Maybe 50 years later, they will name streets after you.
也许50年后，他们会以你的名字来命名一条街道。
But while you're living, you will be persecuted.
但当你在你的生前，你是会被迫害的。
So consider how Jesus lived out these Beatitudes himself.
所以说，我们大家一起来思考，回忆耶稣是怎么样把这八福祝福活出来的。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, he felt the weight of the sin of the world upon him.
在科西玛尼园中，他感受到整个这个世界的罪的重量都沉在他的肩上。
And he prayed, Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me.
他祷告，如果有其他的方式的话，让这个杯从这把这个杯苦杯从我这里挪开挪去。
He was poor in spirit.
他是精神贫乏。
But he did not run away from his responsibility.
但他并没有逃避他的责任。
Instead, he wept in the Garden of Gethsemane.
而是他在克西马尼园中流泪。
So he was poor in spirit and he mourned.
这是他当精神贫乏，然后他就因此而悲痛。
He could have called down 10,000 angels to deliver him from this.
他可以去招来十万天兵来把他从这当中拯救出来。
Instead, he was meek, and he went to the cross like a lamb to the slaughter.
但是呢，他选择温柔，他像羊一样去面对被屠杀。
And he's hungering and he's thirsting for righteousness.
然后他饥渴慕义。
He despised the shame that was the cross.
他轻看眼前十字架的羞辱。
But at the same time, he was merciful.
但同时呢，他是连续的。
And he said from the cross, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
在十字架上他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们不知道他们在做什么。
And though all the sin of the world was upon him, and everyone was mocking and mistreating him.
全世界的罪都让他来承担，每一个人都在取笑他。
He responded without sin.
他没有，他用无罪来回应。
He did not revile them in return.
他没有出恶言来回应。
But he was pure in heart.
但是用清心、洁净的心来回应。
And in his death, he bore the sin of the world.
在他的死中，他承担了这个世界的罪。
And the veil of the temple was torn in two.
的圣殿的幕被撕裂了。
The veil symbolized the division between God and people.
圣殿的这个幕代表了神和人之间的分离。
And so Christ became the great peacemaker.
所以说，耶稣基督就是最大的使人和睦的人。
And he was persecuted because he was righteous.
而且他是因为他的义而被迫害。
And so I ask you, where are you in the Beatitudes?
所以说我问大家诸位，你在这八福中现在在哪一步？
Have you learned to hunger for justice and for righteousness?
你有没有学会了去饥渴慕义？
Have you learned to put that into work through mercy?
你有没有学会把这个去做工，去连续人？
Have you learned to put that into effect through having a pure heart?
你有没有使它成为有效，而通过你的心灵的洁净而使它有效？
And have you become a peacemaker?
并且成为一个使人和睦的人。
Some of us may be at the very beginning.
也许我们有些人只是在最起初的。
But what do we do if we feel like we are not the poor in spirit?
但我们怎么做呢？如果我们不觉得我们精神缺乏呢？
You see, the Israelites were poor in spirit when they were slaves in Egypt.
你看到以色列人，他们什么时候是精神缺乏呢？是因为当他们在埃及做奴隶的时候。
But there was a man who was born an Israelite who was not among the poor in spirit.
但是有一个在以色列的人，在以色当中的人，他并不是精神贫乏的。
He was not beaten down by the world.
他没有被这个世界打倒在地。
His name was Moses.
他就是摩西。
He was raised in Pharaoh's court.
他在法老的殿中被抚养。
According to tradition, he was a general in the Egyptian army.
按照传统，人们认为他是埃及的一个将军。
And though he was not poor in spirit with the rest of the Israelites, he chose to be identified with them.
尽管他并不是像以色列人一样是精神沮丧的人，但是他选择把自己等同于他们。
He chose to be identified with his people rather than enjoy the pleasures of the world.
他选择自己是他认同自己是和这些人是同出身的，而不是去享受这个世界的快乐。
So for many of us, the place to begin is by finding those who are poor in spirit and learning to love and care for them.
Yeah, 所以对我们来说呢, 对我们怎么样开始呢? 我们就去找这个世界上精神, 沮丧的人, 我们来和他一同受苦。
And as we do so, we must choose to mourn.
当我们这样做的时候, 我们就要选择悲痛。
We must learn to feel the grief that comes from that evil.
我们必须, 学会去感受到因邪恶而导引出来的悲痛。
And we must respond with meekness.
我们必须用温柔地去回应。
Getting angry and seeking power is not the answer.
发怒, 去找。 能力来去回应，这不是正确的回应。
And as we are meek, we will desire righteousness.
当我们温柔的时候，我们就会去渴慕正义。
And then we can choose mercy.
我们可以选择连续。
And as we choose mercy, our own hearts will be purified.
当我们选择连续的时候，我们的心里就得了洁净。
And then we can become peacemakers.
然后我们就可以成为使人与神和好的。
And as we are peacemakers, we will be persecuted.
当我们成为那些要使人与神和好的人的时候，我们就会被迫害。
But Jesus tells us that when we are persecuted for his name's sake, we are to rejoice.
但耶稣告诉我们，当我们为他的缘故被迫害的时候，我们要因此而喜乐。
For God's presence will be with us.
因神必与我们同在。
And we will have joy in the presence of the Lord.
我们在神的同在中具有喜乐。
And this is the work of the church.
这就是教会的工作。
And we are to be peacemakers in this world.
我们在这世界中要做使人与神和好的工作。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们一起来到神面前祷告。
Father, we come to you and we exalt your name.
父啊, 我们来到你面前, 来高举你的名。
We, Lord, are seeking the coming of your kingdom.
我们来寻找你的国。
We desire, Lord, that your will be done in our own lives.
我们渴慕你的意行在我们的生活中。
We submit our wills to yours.
我把我们的愿望投降在你的愿望中。
For we desire that your peace and your righteousness rule throughout the earth.
因为我们渴慕你的和平，你的公义在这个世界上统治。
Father, we ask that you would show us where we fit in these beatitudes.
父啊, 我们祷告你向我们展示我们在这八福中在哪一步了。
Father, give us the faith to mourn where we should mourn.
给我们信心去悲痛，当我们面对悲痛的事情。
Give us the relationships to identify with those who are poor in spirit.
给我们这些关系，让我们去同感那些精神沮丧的人。
Work on our hearts so that we respond with meekness rather than with power.
在我们的心中工作，让我们能够温柔地来回应，而不是用强力去回应。
And place within us that hunger and thirst for righteousness.
让我们来饥渴慕义。
Father, we desire your forgiveness.
父啊, 我们渴望你的赦免。
Teach us to be merciful, just as you have been merciful to us.
教我们怎样来连续，就像你怎样来连续我们一样。
Cleanse us from all evil.
使我们从各样的邪恶中洁净出来。
And we ask that you would make us peacemakers in this world.
我们求你使我们在这个世界上成为使人与神和好的人。
And Father, we ask that it would begin here in this church.
我们求，我们就从这个教会开始。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
感谢牧师给我们带来美好的信息，给我有很多的感动和安慰，因为有很多的值得让我伤痛的事情，或者是生活中的困难，生命中的困难，让我们一起来用这首诗歌来回应，也能思想，也能激励我们继续跟随主走这条属天的道路。这一生最美的祝福，唱两遍。哦，请会众起立。在无数的黑夜里，在无数的黑夜里，我用星星画出你，你的恩典如晨星，让我真实地见到你。在我的歌声里，我用音符赞美你，你的美好是我今生颂扬的。这一生最美的祝福，就是当认识主耶稣。这一生最美的祝福，就是信靠主耶稣，走在高山深谷，他会伴我同行。我知道这是最美的祝福。在无数的黑夜里，我用星星画出你。你的恩典如晨星，让我真实地见到你。在我的歌声里，我用音符赞美你，你的美好是我今生颂扬的。这一生最美的祝福，就是认识主耶稣。这一生最美的祝福，就是信靠主耶稣。走在高山深谷，他会伴我同行。我知道这是最美的祝福。感谢主，请大家请坐。
特别感谢泰勒牧师给我们证道，也感谢杨南弟兄的翻译，让我们继续我们倾倒自己，注目于主耶稣基督，让我们得到我们属天的福分。下面是欢迎报告的时间。我们今天的报告事项，如果看到的话，我们有几项重要的事情。首先是我们有我们今天有会员大会，在除了崇拜以后，在11点的时候，我们移步到我们的 Fellowship Hall 那边，我们召开今天的会员大会。我们今天的会员大会是为我们为聘牧的事情会员投票投票表决。另外我们还有其他的很多欢迎事项，我们来欢迎一下新朋友我们今天如果有第一次到我们中间和我们一起参加主崇拜的请你站起来，我们想认识你。请问我们在会堂里面有今天第一次来的新朋友吗？在线上有没有？如果好的，如果都是老朋友的话，我们会后我们在那个在那个 hallway 我们有这个可以有茶点和那个交流的时间。Reading Church 他们在这个星期已经就是来到我们教会，已经有一些从周二开始也可以有团契，就 这个 coming Tuesday 就是说后天有团契，今天是他们的第一次用这个主堂做主日崇拜。我们待会我们进来的时候，因为他们可能会要从这个门，这个我们这个双门这边进来，所以我们为了一个进出方便的话，不影响时间的话，我们待会我们坐在左边的这些会众，我们请你们请大家用我们左边这个门就出去往 Fellowship Hall 那边走，坐在右边的会众，我们可以还是正常按照我们的。差不多，我们后面可以进出。这样的话，可以让我们这个以后我们都按照这样的方式来进出。这样的话，就会让那个他们进来的时候，这个因为时间有限，他们是在11点钟开始敬拜，这样让这个过程就比较顺畅。另外就是说，因为我们的有两个教会同时使用我们这个会场。特别是这个在停车场，如果要是我们发现我们谁来，我们发现我们的停车场的比较紧张的话，其实可以把车停在草地上面，就是我们教会旁边，就是说在进来的这个两边还可以停上大概超过10辆车左右。我们实际上我们的教会当初设计的时候是可以停放60多辆车，就是说，按照平均算的话，应该可以在130人以上可以参加我们教会的会场地的活动。我们相信不会，目前暂时还不会超过这个数字。但是如果有时候你们发现，大家发现如果停车是有紧张的话，我们可以采用刚才说停在草地上面的这个办法。那个牧师小屋前面也能够停上好几辆车。就这样的，就是可以解决这个问题。如果有大家有别的这个相关的这个 concern 或者就是说有什么问题的话，可以向同工会可以反映。今天我们聚会后仍然有爱宴，请大家留步。我们在祷告事项上面有我们有许多为社会、为国家、为这个世界祷告的事项，我们也欢迎大家弟兄姐妹能参加星期三的祷告会。因为我们也为我们教会有肢体需要也因同得医治的人，我们也一起为他们祷告。下面还有什么别的祷告事项有没有长老们有没有今天有没有特别的事项要祷告？要报告大家。如果没有的话，我们一起起立唱三一颂。